He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's Enty Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Enty!
Hola!
Hey, there he is.
There I am, there you are.
Here
right.
We are.
Wherever you are, there you are.
That's exactly right. Are you wearing your Yeezys? You know, I saw, you know, Kanye's a little bit upset with Gap, so.
He's a little upset with Adidas, too. I don't know who he actually likes at this point that's supplying him with money, but that's fine.
Honestly, nobody cares.
Wow.
I don't think, yeah. I saw some, I just can't believe, like, people actually buy them.
I know, especially the Gap stuff. The Gap stuff is ugly.
You know, I have.
And it's like every day.
I know.
Oh my gosh!
You know, one person in this room has one pair of Yeezys. The other one has three pair. Take a wild guess who has three pair of Yeezys?
Really, Mom? Mm.
Yeah, I haven't worn them though.
Yeah. We need.
Oh my goodness!
I'm using them.
Retirement fund?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anti-lawyer, our world-famous celebrity insider, we want your take on Britney Spears posting a 20-minute voice note to YouTube and then taking it down, which has now become like standard practice for Britney, posting something, taking down her social media. Like, she's just running every like hype play in the playbook for social media.
But I don't think that it's not with her, it's not a hype play. Right?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, oh, I'm going to take down my Instagram because I got this single coming out with Elton John. And everybody's like, okay, you know, right before it, and everybody's like, oh, she's going to have some kind of cool thing. She's going to come back. Her whole Instagram's going to be nothing but Elton John and, you know, maybe tributes to Tiny Dancer through the years, you know, maybe some clips of, you know, Almost Famous or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just Britney just like, I just didn't feel like dealing with Instagram today. And so I just kind of took that bad boy down,
yeah.
You know, and just really good hitting that deactivate button. With the voice note, it's really, I really enjoyed it. I think that everybody else did. She said, you know, all these people offered me a whole bunch of money, Oprah and all this kind of stuff. And, and just, you know, this is her being real with the fans. And if you think about it, the 20 minutes that she spoke would be about as long as you would get in an hour long special, with commercials. So she basically spared us all of that and just said, you know, here, I'm going to tell you like it is. I don't think that there was anything earth-shattering in it at all, other than the fact that she had the stream of consciousness for 20 minutes. But then again, if you look at the length of some of her Instagram posts, 20-minute stream of consciousness seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I thought that maybe was a little more interesting is just how much she hates her mother. And
yes,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Big time.
And I don't think that that really came through as much over the years and over her other past. Let me be angry at my sister and my dad. Never at her brother, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, her mom. And if you think about it, she has every right to be mad at her mom. Her mom had a best-selling book. What was it about? You know, Britney.
Right.
Yeah.
Her mom has talks about, I want another book. Oh, what's the book about? Britney. I really want to help. I really want to help. And as Brittany said, you know, Mom, you could have hired me a lawyer. You could have done that for me if you were on my side.
Right.
Instead, what Lynn always did was Lynn hired herself some lawyers, and then she would show up in court with her brand new high-priced lawyers. I mean, very high-priced, probably even more expensive than Jamie's lawyers. And then after the end of the proceedings would say, oh, I need Britney to pay for that.
Right.
Mm. I mean, without actually just, but she wanted to tell the world, oh, you know, I hired a lawyer so I could look into this and so I could be there for Britney.
Mm-hmm.
And as Britney said in the voice note, if you really wanted to help, you could have hired me a lawyer. Rather, why did her mom need a lawyer?
Enty, I want to ask you this. In her parents' relationship, is there domestic violence?
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, can you imagine? Drunken imbecile. I mean, yeah, there was violence. And the only reason I say this is because there was violence against the grandchild.
Right.
So if you're willing to hit a grandchild, are you not willing to maybe hit the wife? Now, there's the argument that says, well, the wife would have hit back. I'm not sure that Lynn would have hit back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where I would I have never heard of any, but it wouldn't shock me. I guess I should phrase it like that. It wouldn't shock me that there was some kind of domestic violence.
See, I'm just wondering if the reasons why she didn't do all of these things is because she was also scared.
Yeah. No, I think she wanted the attention. So, I don't think she was scared because they didn't live next to each other. They didn't live with each other. They weren't married to each other. That's kind of, you know, Lynn would show up with random women and stuff. And so I've always wondered if perhaps, you know, that was one of the sources of their discontent in their marriage.
Really?
I don't know. You know, it just, there's never been any guys that are just like, think about all the money hungry men in Los Angeles who would be willing to do just about anyone for money.
Right.
And she never had some young guy on her arm ready to, you know, to support her. It was always just some random woman, and the woman would change each time that they went to court. And so it just always was in the back of my head. Again, I have no knowledge. Lynn's not the person that I, you know, used back in the day to get inside the family or whatever. So I don't have any knowledge about that. And because the family is fairly religious, I think that she would keep it quiet. But I just always wondered when she had access to all this money, especially because when Jamie was just throwing it around, like, you know, he was at a strip club or something, that, you know, that she would have somebody, and she never really did.
Why did Britney delete the YouTube, do you think? Because it was pretty powerful. When I listened to it, though, I was like, yeah, she's saying like everything that Entee's told us over the past couple of years.
I think a couple of reasons. Number one, she's writing a book, and the publisher was probably like, what the hell are you doing? You know, this 20 minutes that you're talking is 20 minutes, first of all, we could have used on the audiobook, but it's probably, you know, a solid 60 pages in the book. And here you are just like, boom, giving it away for free. Yeah. I think that's number one. Number two is, although Britney was very kind to do that for us, I'm sure that in her book contract, it says something to the effect of there needs to be at least one interview with a national media personality, somebody like Oprah, going on some kind of national network, news program, morning show, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is going to kind of make them not want to do the interview with you. I think that it was more of a pushback rather than Britney being Britney and just saying, all right, I said my piece, people had a chance to download it or whatever, let me delete. I think that has more to do with it, just the terms of her contract and stuff like that, and that she could be talked out of it. I wish that, and honestly, she taking it down gives her a little bit more time in the news cycle, right?
True.
Oh, Britney took it all down.
Yeah.
And so now she can come back with some other kind of voice note, and everybody goes, oh my gosh, Britney has spoken again. Let us listen to what she has to say.
Right, because the FOMO of it all.
Yeah. You know, just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear what Britney says next.
Yeah.
And I think that bodes well for her book. I don't know which ghostwriter she ended up getting because they went through a whole bunch. And at one point I was keeping track of who the ghostwriter was. But after the fifth one, I kind of gave up and I said, well, I'll just wait till everybody else. Because she went through all the good ones that I know of. So I have a feeling that who's left, I'm sure they're good. The publisher wouldn't go with somebody who's good, but it's not going to be somebody that I've heard of who's contributed to other celebrity books, I don't think. Because like I said, she went through the top five or six.
Our world famous celebrity insider, Entee Lawyer. We just got the depressing news that Leonardo DiCaprio's relationship has ended. Because he hit the age limit of his partner.
Yeah, you know, when you hit 25, when you're eligible to rent a car without your parents' permission, that's too old for Leo.
Yeah.
So Leo said goodbye to Camila Morrone, who, don't forget, whose mom, at the same time that Leo was dating her, was dating Al Pacino.
No.
Yeah.
What if by some crazy coincidence the two of them ended up related to each other? Dad.
Yeah, Al Pacino. How would that? Let's.
That would be stepfather. Stepfather-in-law, I think, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, stepfather-in-law is Al Pacino. Yeah. That would be, and I don't think that Camilla's mom and Al Pacino are still together. That's another one where Al Pacino kind of stays in the shadows, and I think that they had some big falling out. But for much of the relationship of Leo and Camilla, that was also going on. So that kind of was always the fascinating part to me of this.
Uh-huh.
I think that somebody pointed out that perhaps it's not when they reach 25 that Leo says that they've aged out. Perhaps when they are 25 and their brain goes, what the hell am I doing with this 47-year-old wreck who hangs around, you know, what am I doing with him? I could do better in my life. Mm. Let me get out of this situation.
Well, in reality, to that statement, you know, at this point, they have been networked. They've met a lot of famous successful people, and it just probably has opened so many
doors.
They
can use him and lose him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, you know, when he was going through them a little bit more quickly, and I think that you'll see this over the next year until he finds somebody long-term, is modeling agencies, and I said this, I think, you know, before they started dating, or because when he was going through a bunch of different audition candidates, that modeling agencies will pay him money to date their clients, because so what happens is that if he dates one of their models, then all of a sudden the modeling agency can tell clients, hey, look, he dated, you know, her rate now is whatever, an hour, like double the rate, and the customer will go, oh my goodness, wow, I can have somebody in my modeling campaign or my advertising campaign that dated Leonardo DiCaprio, so it's a more recognizable face.
Mm-hmm.
And name, and so that the modeling agency were actually paying Leonardo DiCaprio to at least be seen, you know, with the models, so that way the rate would go higher. And that's not like a rate for yachting. It is just a rate for professional work.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that if some model chose to get into the yachting profession, that also wouldn't be a feather in their cap, saying, look, you know, I was with Leo and now you get to be with me, kind of thing. And I'll enjoy being with you more because I'm not going to have to work 45 minutes to, you know, get your attention, so to speak.
Yeah. And can you tell people what yachting is if they don't know?
Yeah, yachting is basically a nicer way to put escorting. You know, just sugar daddy, sugar baby kind of thing, I think would be a more appropriate term.
Mm-hmm.
But these sugar daddy, sugar baby relationships are basically short time. They can be longer, and it gets the term, you know, I coined the term because there are a lot of yachts off the coast of, you know, the Mediterranean and stuff.
Yeah.
In the summertime, and a lot of, you know, wealthy businessmen, and then they were carting in Eastern Europeans.
Oh, yeah.
For little parties and stuff. It's, you know, I know that, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is not necessarily big up there, but Mohammed Adid, whose children are, you know, Bella and Gigi,
right,
and Anwar.
Yeah.
You know, his longtime girlfriend, who he just broke up with about a year ago, he found on a yacht.
Interesting.
You know, there are some that could say Yolanda, you know, how did she? But anyway, we'll forget about that. But there was, you know, the other one that was there for quite a while. And it is something that happens frequently, especially in Los Angeles. People do not look down on it. There are many actresses and actors who are struggling, and people who have money to spend. And here, let me help you, and you help me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of situation. So models have been known to do that from time to time,
mm-hmm.
Very much so. Although lately, they have. It's not so many Eastern Europeans. There's the thing that's very attractive is actually they're bringing people from South America,
oh,
rather than just Eastern Europe.
Of course,
and
as you do.
And as you do, as one is wont to
geography do. Lesson.
And the other thing that's very popular is to have reality stars from England and various European shows. That is a very big deal in the Mediterranean, in the Middle East. They watch these, like Love Island is basically I think it's the cast from 2 years ago at Love Island in England, every single one moved to Dubai, which is the capital of the yachting world, basically. Mm-hmm. Every single female cast member moved to Dubai. And there is a Spanish, not Love Island, there's a Spanish show, and the producers were like, look, we're hiring people basically based on requirements that are being given to us by somebody who wants to see certain people so he can use them as like a catalog. And they made no qualms about it. They were like, here, we're hiring these people and these people. We don't care if they're even good at the reality show. We already have a deal.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how we got on that topic.
Wait, before we move on to our next and final question, do men yacht as well?
Yeah, but it's not, definitely not so much the coast of the Mediterranean. Although, if you think about somebody like David Geffen, he actually has a yacht, and he often invites young men looking for a job of, you know, legal age to say very young 20s, just gentlemen who are looking for an internship on his yacht for the summer. So,
I see.
It does happen. Brian Singer spent a lot of time.
I was
going to
say Brian Singer!
Also helped a lot of young men intern on the ship.
So for the men, it's interning. For the women, it's yachting.
No, it's still yachting. Okay. I'm just saying, I was just trying to be polite because, you know, David Geffen is turning into a doddering old man. And I just thought I would be more polite about it.
Yeah, thank you for that one. Anti-lawyer, I was flipping channels the other day, and I was looking for the MTV VMAs, but all I came across was the Nicki Minaj show.
I don't even know where to begin with this.
Yeah.
I've gone on some rants. You guys have heard me go on rants. We already know that her husband's a murderer, a serial rapist.
Convicted rapist, right? So, like, we can't even be like an alleged rapist. He is a convicted rapist.
He's a convicted underage rapist.
Yeah.
You know, he is a sex offender who failed to register and is very lucky that he gets house arrest in their house in Calabasas and not serving 3 or 4 years in jail, and only because of her money. What else did Nicki do? Oh, yeah. She gave $1 million to her brother's legal defense fund. What did her brother do? He raped his 11-year-old stepdaughter.
Yeah. What was MTV thinking, honestly?
Yeah.
And then they throw in a little Johnny Depp cameo, you know, just for a giggle.
That didn't bother me as much as Nicki.
The Nicki thing, and just people just choose to ignore it. Like, who are you living with? I think it was the day before the Video Music Awards. Okay, the victim's name, and she's given her name, so this is not anything that I'm violating anything. Her name is Julianne Hough, which is...
Jennifer Hough. Like Jennifer Hough.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, I was like, auntie.
Julianne Hough. Jennifer Hough. And she has been basically victim-shamed for years, trying to get her to recant so that way... Kenneth, the husband, wouldn't have to go to jail for failing to register as a sex offender. And basically, because Nicki was in this gang and Kenneth was in this gang, all these gang members basically have done this. And then they finally said, look, she recanted. Well, no, she hadn't recanted. But that was like the message all up to that. And just basically just making this woman's life miserable and this victim and... And the whole world just loves Nicki Minaj, and just let's give her a Lifetime Achievement Award. Andy Cohen's had her do the reunion for Real Housewives of the Potomac, and I don't understand how come she's not canceled. And even if you say, okay, well, you know, people change, and she can marry a murderer who's a serial rapist. Okay, great. But why are you giving your brother $1 million, you know, for the defense? And she'll say, oh, I didn't give him $1 million. My mom gave him $1 million. Okay.
How does your mom have $1 million?
How exactly did your mom get the $1 million? You know, just like, come on, you know? And so that really irritated me. The Video Music Awards, they just wanted somebody to watch. And they're like, you know, Taylor, how many awards can we give you for you to come here and tell us your album announcement? And that whole setup was just, oh.
Yeah.
Taylor's very good at this kind of stuff, but I mean, that was just overly manipulated. Mm-hmm. Where, and yeah. I'm, you know, I'm sure that, that Katie has been unable to sleep for 4 days and has nothing to do with her baby.
I did check in with her and I'm like, are you taking care of the baby or what?
Yeah. And I'm sure she's like, midnights. Oh my gosh, October 21st. I can't wait.
Yep.
Stories. And my theory is that Taylor looked at the holiday schedule, said, there's not an album that's filled with Halloween songs. Here you go. That is my thing. I think it's midnights. There's going to be some scary songs on there. There's going to be some dark songs on there. And she wants there to be a Halloween classic. She wants you guys to go, oh, it's October 1st. It's time to play Taylor's Halloween songs.
She wants to be the queen of Halloween, like Mariah's the queen of Christmas or whatever. God.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, she wants people to say, is it time yet? Is it time yet? And have Mariah, that's not time yet. It's not time. And then October 1st, it's time. And then you guys just load up one of the songs from midnight. She just happened to win an award. Oh, look, you guys, while I'm here, I mean, I might as well, you know, with this surprise, I didn't know I was going to win this award. I might as well tell you that I have this prepackaged thing where I'm going to talk to you about my record. And it's just like, all right.
And you know what? To me, what I did see was just, at least from Taylor Swift, to me, in my opinion, just a terrible look, her just getting down with Nicki Minaj playing on stage.
Not just that, the after party, they were dancing together and stuff.
Ugh.
And
God, what a bad look.
It is a bad look, but I think that people who are, well, I know that people who are Nicki Minaj fans, they just ignore it. And they will say that Jennifer Huff is not a victim. Okay, fine. What about the person that he murdered?
Yeah, hello.
Like, you know, they never mention that person. They're just like, oh no, they never try and go, well, he didn't murder that person. You know, it's just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, or what about the other people that he raped? Well, we only know this one person's name, so it's just like, they just ignore.
Ignore. Anti-lawyer, what you are known for, your world famous blinds. What do you have for us today?
I got a little sad one for you.
Okay.
Great.
Oh man.
A little womp womp. This permanent north of the border A-list singer is losing her battle to cancer.
Is it known that they're battling cancer?
No, I think that I think it might be kind of known that there's an illness, perhaps.
NT A is it an A plus plus plus?
There's no such thing as an A plus plus.
Yeah, producer Melissa, come on.
So A plus.
No, I mean I wouldn't even say A plus at this
point.
I would say permanent.
Permanent A list.
Yeah.
Like when you say permanent A list, do you mean from like a long time ago? Permanent A list.
I mean somebody who's had a long and distinguished career, entitling them to a permanent A list. Like if you looked at Madonna. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't call her A plus plus. When's the last time Madonna had anything?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's not an A plus plus anymore. She's a permanent A lister.
Okay, I get it.
I can say no more. I can say no more.
Wait, has this person had a residency?
I can say no more.
Say no more.
Anti has spoken.
I can say no more.
Love you.
Thank you so much. Can you say enough to say if you're going to have a good weekend?
I am. Are you guys having a great Labor Day weekend? Are you off on Monday?
We are, thankfully.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
What are you going to do, Ed?
Nothing.
You
going
to hotbox it, Ed? You going to hotbox it?
Hey, maybe. Only if you're joining me.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
What, Ed hotboxing or me joining?
You joining. Yeah,
probably both, yeah. Anti, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.